The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, good morning. It's Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Good morning.
On the show today, we got lots to get through. All basically with a theme, obviously, because that's all the world is talking about.
Sure.
We're going to try our best to keep it as, you know, entertaining as possible. People chucking stuff in parking lots they shouldn't be. Seen some posts about just the amount of, I mean, just humans.
Yeah.
Can we just be better than humans for a little bit? For a little bit.
It's a shame because, there are lots of good humans around.
There are. One of them's name is Brett Crozier. He's a captain in a boat, or was. Mm. And we're going to talk about him. We're also going to talk about this evangelist video that has gone viral.
Who is it?
Oh,
do you remember his name?
It's, I don't, not offhand.
Jerry Falwell? Is that him? Or is
Jerry,
he dead?
Is that Jerry? Is that his name? Anyway, Jerry Falwell? He's from Texas, I believe.
Some ridiculous idiot.
That says, Kenneth Copeland is
Kenneth
his name.
Copeland, okay.
Kenneth Copeland, yeah. He's amazing. So we'll highlight how he thinks he's getting rid of the coronavirus. Yeah, that's gone.
That's one way.
That's it. Another episode of Tiger King is on the way to save the day.
Yeah.
And you guys have finished the series. I haven't. So is there room for another episode?
Like you could do
room for another season.
Like 10 seasons of this.
But he's in prison, isn't he?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it. And then Tom Dempsey's dead.
Who?
Exactly.
Right. You may not know who he is, but he had a remarkable career in the NFL.
His story, as you guys explained it to me.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So we'll talk about him first.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So, you know, whenever anyone somewhat famous is affected and or dies from COVID-19, the story obviously blows up. And Tom Dempsey.
Yeah.
Now, I've been an NFL fan for 30 years. And if you asked me, you guys did ask me this morning, who's Tom Dempsey?
No clue.
I have no idea. Now, apparently he's a kicker, yeah?
Well, he was. He passed away on the weekend. He had COVID-19. He was 73 years old.
73, okay.
So that's sad. But he had a pretty good legacy. He was a kicker with the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
And in 1970, he kicked a 63-yard winning field goal.
Not only will Tom Dempsey hits this one, he's got a very slight win at his back. He'll set a National Football League record in addition to winning the game.
Intense.
I don't believe this.
Oh, it's good! I don't believe it! The field goal attempt was good from 63 yards away!
Amazing. Right. What a feat.
That's amazing.
A foot, really.
Yes.
So the most interesting thing about Tom Dempsey is that he was born with no toes on his kicking foot. He basically had a golf club.
Was that his nickname?
I don't know.
Clubfoot?
The club.
Oh, just the club.
You know how like Ray Finkel was the mule?
Right, yeah. You know Ray Finkel wasn't real. Yeah,
I realize that. Okay. That's the only kicker nickname I could think of. The club.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, his foot.
The shoe he wore.
It's just like a... Oh, no!
Don't laugh.
No.
Don't laugh.
Oh, no!
You can't not laugh, though.
It's like adorable.
Yeah, it's like a little running hoof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't that give him an advantage?
You would think.
Like, if you were to...
Like, it takes a variable away, maybe?
Well, it just makes your foot like a fist, right? So you could probably drive it through the ball a little easier than when you got your big dangly toes getting in the way.
Like, it looks like like a boxing glove almost with, like, a block of wood at the end of it.
Yeah.
His shoe is amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, no, because I think you would use your toes and the bottom half of your foot. Let's be honest. I don't think he was born just without toes. It looks like it cut off at like the ball of his foot.
Yeah, it looks like that.
And so you would still need your toes to get underneath the ball and maybe put a little bit of, put some English on the ball.
Well, yeah. I used to kick off for my football team. I didn't kick the field goals because I had no accuracy. I could just obliterate the ball with my giant oak tree legs, but I didn't have any sort of accuracy. And when you kick, I used to toe punt the bottom of the ball.
Oh, like a good old like straight run straight up.
Because I could kick it further that way. But the guys that kick for accuracy use the top of their foot. Yeah. Like they use the flat part of their foot.
Not Tom Dempsey.
He just punted right through it there.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, mind you, if the front of his shoe was perfectly flat.
It is flat. It's square.
He would, like, look at it. Oh, no. Yeah. There
like, it's a boxing glove.
Yeah, it's a boxing
it's
glove.
It's a boxing glove on his foot.
Yeah, pretty much.
He could definitely toe punt it with more accuracy if it was like, hitting with a flat surface.
He could stump punt it,
right?
Let's be honest. It wasn't toe punting. He was stump punting it.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Like that, I would say that shoe was cheating even.
Come on.
Well, he had like half his foot was missing. How could it be cheating?
Well, because that's... Oh, he's missing a
hand,
like, too?
Or is that just addition a by subtraction is what you're saying?
He's got... Yeah, his one hand's all stumpy,
too.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
This guy.
Oh, that's why he wasn't a receiver.
Yeah. Or quarterback.
Or quarterback.
Yeah.
Or the holder.
Yeah. Or anything else.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Wow, good for him then,
That's a shame that he passed away at 73. He probably had a few good years left in him.
I didn't know we were saying anything other than good for him.
Oh.
Well, we were just questioning if it was maybe cheating that his he had a basically an anvil for a for a foot that he just swung. Oh, wow. He wasn't worried about staying in shape either, was he? I mean, in his prime?
No.
He was a chubby kicker, boy.
Is this still the record?
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Like, yeah, like, that doesn't even look like a, like it looks like a joke. Yeah, he was so chubby, too. Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, fella.
Yeah.
64 yards.
Oh. Someone broke it by a yard.
The longest field goal kick in NFL history is 64 yards, a record set by Matt Prater on December 8th, 2013. Previous record of 63 set by Tom Dempsey in 1970.
Why take his
no
record
No one knows
away.
That guy's name either.
First you take his hand, then you take half his foot,
bunch
and
of
then
other
you
people
take his record.
Got 63 as well.
Oh.
Jason Elam, Sebastian Janikowski, David Akers.
Okay.
Graham Gano. Red Mayer.
Well, I guess, you know, regardless of his cheating foot, I mean,
it's cheating foot. He was missing half his foot.
Yeah. But it made it into a look at it. Like, it's like a, I know, whatever.
So you had a cricket bat.
Well, no, not,
the,
quite,
the,
not quite.
The front of it.
What's the, like a croquet bat would be more, would be
like
more.
Like a mallet?
Yeah,
okay.
Like a mallet. Swinging a mallet through.
It was kind of like a mallet.
Polo.
Yeah. But, yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, he died.
He did. So.
Rest in peace.
I'd say I hope his record stands, but it's already broken.
Been broken.
The Biggs and Barr Show. The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, it's supposed to be nice and sunny and 12 degrees today. Applications open this morning for the new federal emergency aid benefit for Canadians who lost their income because of COVID-19. So if you were born in the first 3 months of the year, you can apply today. Those born in other months able to apply later in the week. I don't know how they're going to regulate that, I guess.
I don't know. They got a lot of work coming up.
They must have some sort of system in place.
Sure.
Because if you're just relying on human beings to know this,
nope.
Not going to work.
Nope. Good luck.
Online learning set to start at schools across the province today to ensure students get some form of education during the COVID-19 crisis.
Sure they are.
Yeah.
Sure they are.
Like, they're still going to learn things while they're not, you know.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots to learn.
Sure.
You know, stuff that's actually important.
You met any kids?
I had a couple.
And
keep you entertained while you keep away from people. They're set to release another episode of Tiger King.
Oh, good.
Which,
everything's fine.
Seen the whole thing. Jamie's seen the whole thing. Yeah. You haven't.
I've seen three episodes.
I thought you were done the way you were talking about it. And then when I watched it, I was like, wow, a lot happens every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have 1 hour a day, basically, for my own entertainment. And it's been getting sucked up by playing Warzone with you every night.
Okay.
So I haven't been able to keep up on Tiger King. So, but he's in jail. Yes?
Yeah, Joe Exotic's in jail, but he...
Who's in this episode?
Well, I'm not to be a spoiler, if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, the other guy that owns the zoo now.
There's another guy that owns the zoo?
Yeah.
You haven't got that
you
far.
You haven't gotten that far to meet this piece of garbage.
We were talking about things last week, and you're like, what do you mean? We're like, oh, this guy, don't worry about it, there's another guy. You're like, what? And then we brought up campaign manager, and like even now you're like, campaign manager?
Yeah.
Man, so much happens.
It's crazy.
Every episode.
I do know that they are reopening the Carol Baskin's missing husband case.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Those memes have been
fantastic.
Is she still
alive?
Oh, yeah. She's
alive.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah. There is a valid point to people saying, like, what's the difference between him putting cats in cages and her putting cats in cages?
Literally, like, two things. They don't rebreed them. Rebreed. Is that even a thing?
No, I don't think you can rebreed.
No, they don't breed and they don't let people touch them. That's it.
That's the only difference. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. So if you finish the internet or Netflix or everything else in the past few weeks, never fear. There is another episode of Tiger King on the way.
And he at least paid his staff $138 a week and let them eat expired meat out of the Walmart truck.
Yeah.
She doesn't pay her volunteers anything.
Nothing. No.
That's because they're volunteers. I did see that episode where the volunteer system at her.
Oh, my God.
What a
gosh.
Scam that is. The lady has got everybody fooled.
Yeah.
Except the tiger that ate her husband. He knows what's going down. So, all right. Do we have a date on that or just sort of like in the near future?
I think
future?
He said later this week or
this is
early
Jeff
next
Lauren from the Tiger King show on Netflix. Thank you for watching our show. Take care, guys. We love you. Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow.
There you go.
So he's the one. So the Tiger King isn't even making a dollar off any of
no.
this?
I doubt it. Yeah.
The actual guy that's the star of the show.
Yeah, zero money.
It's crazy.
Is in prison, and this other piece of garbage who I haven't met yet because I haven't watched enough episodes is making all the dough.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, the show is filled with pieces of garbage.
Yes,
but this
yeah,
guy
yeah.
is, like, one of the worst.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Best guy.
There you go.
Best guy on the show. Guy with no legs. I'm calling it now. The best human being.
The lady with one arm, too. She's pretty.
She's okay.
She's
yeah,
right.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guy. It's just what a way to describe him.
Yeah.
The guy with no legs. That guy's the best guy. Usually the case, no?
Great set of teeth, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his teeth are great. Fantastic. Very white.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire?
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want, and we'll answer them.
762-555.
Yeah.
How do clothing stores stay in business right now? 90% of the stores in the malls are clothing stores. Well, like little ones in the malls may not survive it.
No.
I mean, there is the internet if you really need like a new shirt or something.
Yeah, the big brand guys, I'm sure they'll be doing some internet sales. But then I don't know if the local stores make any money off those because they're all franchised, right? So
now,
I don't know.
Are even the distribution places for those, are they considered essential? Are they closed as well?
I see what you're saying. Like the factories where they have all the...
Well, it depends what else they make, I guess.
Yeah.
Like if they...
make some kind of essential
make
good.
Like hospital scrubs or something like
true.
That. Or if they switch to making them, then I imagine they could stay open.
Sorry, go.
No, go ahead.
I've been asking that question about all those little stores on like a main street in...
small towns?
In small
like
towns.
Like Ellen's for, Fashion.
For decades. I'm like, who is going in and buying that?
I don't know.
Good on you.
Seniors, I guess. Older
folks. I guess.
I don't know. What do the sayings dirt poor, piss poor, and didn't have a pot to piss in come from? Well, you can't ask. All, I mean, what? Well, dirt poor means you basically live in the dirt.
Live in the dirt. Mm.
Piss poor means you're so broke. I think it's the same as don't have a pot to piss in. It means you're so poor you can't even afford the pot to pee in. I mean, they're pretty much self-explanatory.
Yep.
Is there one moment in your life you could do over, and what is it and why?
Isn't yours is
I've
you
answered this
out.
A bunch of times, yeah. When I grounded it to the second baseman to lose the Ontario Baseball Championship.
I probably wouldn't tell that kid to go off a jump on the ski hill when I was going up the chairlift. We saw this kid going down. There's a huge jump at the end, like really way too big to have at a normal ski hill.
Right.
We're like, hit the jump, man. And he looked up and he went, all right. And we got down there. I think he broke his back. There's people around with like a stretcher and stuff.
Really?
That's how we got up on the hill. Yeah.
Wow. Why did you say that so casually?
Well,
that's what caught me off guard.
Well, because I've been like, thinking about this for the last 20 years of my life. Like, literally, I think about it. I know. He could have decided not to go off.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he didn't die because
they would have
and they would have closed the hill probably, right?
So
he probably just broke his back.
Yeah, or maybe he didn't even break his back.
They had the stretchers
maybe
out.
His
that
leg.
Doesn't mean anything.
Like, the guy came out on the snowmobile. Like, that's how you know it's serious.
I've had a guy come on a snowmobile a few times. All the times. I never had a broken back.
You were just napping?
One time, I was in Colorado, and I got altitude sickness
because
I was so high up, and I just passed out. And the other time... I was messing around with my buddies on a T-bar. We used to drop from T-bar to T-bar and spin around, but there's tension on them, and one of them whipped around and hit me in the mouth and broke me over, and there was blood all over, and I just lied there until the guy, he's like, do you want to ride down? And I could have skied down, but I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, you got to ride on the snowmobile,
yeah? Yeah. I could sit on it, but.
Anyway, that's what I would probably do over again.
So,
what are your plans for haircuts?
Jason, nothing. No,
yeah, I don't really care. Everything's perfect.
Yeah, Jason's flawless.
I just honestly don't remember things that have happened to me.
Flawless. Yeah. Sorry, the question was?
What are your plans for haircuts? That's how you know staying at home isn't so bad, because that's one of people's main concerns is how they're going to get a haircut. I'll either just let my hair grow or I'll shave it off.
Yeah, well, I shave my head anyway, so it's easy for me. James is James' wife cuts his hair. So
probably going to get a basement cut today.
How are you today?
Yeah, probably.
Man.
We'll see.
Out of 10, how many times do you like the haircut she gives you? She's not listening yet, so you can be honest.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
One.
Four.
Four, okay.
Four.
All right, at least that's honest.
Okay.
40% of the time, she does a good job. She's not a haircuttist.
I know.
I'm not even going to go down the road of stylist.
Why did it start? $15 at Supercuts was
100%.
Too steep for you? Okay. All right. A girl asked to see my junk over a video call. I was too shy. Should I have done it? No.
I'll send a picture of it to Jamie and see. He'll tell you for sure.
Oh, yeah. Send it off, bro.
Yeah. Anybody wants to show their junk, please send it to Jamie. He really enjoys that sort of stuff.
All right. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
We're going to do a different contest today. It does require participation.
Sure.
But really just guessing information we provide.
It's a Big Zimbar Show classic.
Yeah.
Vintage contest.
Yeah. It's a contest called Guess What Is In Whose Hand.
Yeah.
So it's
terrible.
Yeah, Chris hates it. We'll have three different items that are actually in the room right now.
Yep.
And you will have to guess which item is in which person's hand. Example, if I had a coffee cup in my right hand.
Yes.
And you guessed that, you would say, coffee cup, Jason's right hand.
Right.
That's not one of the items, but that's what you would get.
This was, we created this contest during a time where we were rebelling against radio contests.
Yeah.
And we just tried to think up the worst possible contest we could think of. And
all right, Chris.
Now it's
like Sudoku, kind of.
For
but
some
with
reason,
not numbers.
These fellows want to bring it back today.
Okay, classic. Chris, okay. Would you rather do this or radio charades?
Well, obviously this.
Okay.
Right. There's nothing worse, I think, ever created by a human being ever than radio charades. Okay.
Radio charades was the worst contest ever.
In the history of humankind, no one has ever created a worse contest than radio charades.
Radio charades. Okay.
So are you going to play the guess what's in whose hand in what, about like 6-7 minutes?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that?
Okay. Hey, and guess what?
Is in whose hand?
Right.
We have no prize for you either.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
What?
We have a spot on the contest wall of champions.
That is true.
And that is priceless.
It is. Your name forever will be remembered and seen. So, yeah, okay. Come play this terrible contest.
It's a great contest.
For no prizes. Next.
You're listening to the Big Zimbar Show.
Sorry. Hey, Big Zimbar Show. Good morning. This is our contest because Make Us Laugh Mondays. You all failed us because you're just not in the mood to try to make us laugh. So appreciate that, even though we have to do it every day for you. But thank you.
So we're going to do guess what is in whose hand.
Yeah.
So we have Lysol wipes, toilet paper, and a small bottle of Purell. All items that are sitting here in the studio. And you have to guess whose hand they are in.
Which one of us,
one thing.
Jason, Chris, or Jamie, and whose hand is it, left or right?
Yeah, one of the items.
So an example would be like, if this was on the list, like Jason said, like coffee cup in Jason's left hand.
Right.
Like, that's the guess.
But coffee cup is not on the list.
No.
Lysol wipes, toilet paper, small bottle of Purell.
Guess what's in whose hand. Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, guess what's in whose hand.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Your phone is horrendous.
Oh, sorry,
we apologize.
Brutal.
Have a nice day. Hi, good morning. Guess what's in whose hand.
How you doing?
Hey, Robert.
I'm going to say it's Purell in Jamie's left hand.
The Purell in Jamie's left hand
is incorrect, Robert.
Sorry, Robert. You have a nice day. Hi, good morning. Guess what's in whose hand? Hey.
Morning.
Yeah. Guess what's the news answer?
Jamie's left hand toilet paper.
Jamie's left
that
hand.
That is incorrect, sir.
No. Which, though, not incorrect in the sense of what all these is in whose hand the most often.
Yeah.
Because Jamie is left-handed, and he's on the toilet about 14 times a day.
Yeah.
That's not the case right now.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. Guess what's in whose hand?
Hello.
Hi. What's in whose hand, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to say toilet paper in Jameis's hand.
Jameis's.
No, that is incorrect.
No.
Sorry.
And which hand? You got to say which hand.
Right or left.
Yeah.
I'm going to flat out say there's no toilet paper in any of Jamie's hands.
No, because it's been guessed.
Yeah,
both.
So that's
both
what I'm going to say. Yeah. So you can eliminate that off the list. Guess what's in whose hand?
Purell in your hand.
Purell in my hand.
In Chris's hand.
Okay.
Chris's hand, yeah.
You have to specify which hand.
Left or right, sir?
Left.
No.
Incorrect.
No. Sorry.
But thank you for guessing.
This is going to go on.
It could. The lines are lit.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Guess what's in whose hand? Good morning.
Hello?
Yes.
Lysol wipes, toilet paper, or a small bottle of Purell?
And Chris, Jamie?
It would be Lysol wipes in Jamie's right hand.
That is incorrect.
I guess what's in his hand.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Lysol wipes in Jamie's right hand.
I'm going to tell you, though, that is two-thirds correct. Which two-thirds? I'm not going to tell you, though.
Oh, jeez.
Golly. Hi, good morning.
Hi, going to be Lysol in Chris's right hand.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get it. Lysol in my right hand. How much fun was this, guys?
It was a good time.
Well, the lines are still lit, so everyone apparently
that
liked it.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Yes, it does.
That means it's easy.
That's how you gauge.
And you know it.
That's how you gauge things.
What? Easy participation?
By participation.
Okay. All right. Anyway, congratulations, Robert. You got your name. Is he already on the list of contests? No, he's not.
No, he's not.
And on the wall of contest champ.
Yeah, he's on the wall of contest champ.
Is he already? Yeah.
No, he's not.
No.
He is now.
Yeah, okay. Good Lord, right. Man. Did you just have a stroke?
I wasn't listening, to be honest.
Okay. Well, what else are you doing?
Just looking.
Jesus.
Looking, not listening.
I do that every day.
I was
going
to say, are you above looking and not listening?
No, I'm a master of it.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Robert. You're on the wall, and your name's in the secret set.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Some more things are closed, and people are mad at Canadian Tire.
Yeah, well, they're not mad at Canadian Tire.
Well, they're mad at Canadian Tire closing.
They just don't understand the logic that if Walmart can stay open.
When Walmart has groceries.
Then why can't Canadian Tire? But some Canadian Tires have groceries.
Not really groceries.
They do some of
dry goods. Snack foods.
Well, whatever. Food.
Yeah. That's not groceries.
But if the dollar store can stay open.
They have groceries.
They have food. They don't have groceries. They don't have fresh produce.
They don't have fresh produce. Yeah, they do have bread. That's true.
Canadian Tire has bread.
Canadian
the ones that have
bread?
The grocery sections? Yeah, there's a few Canadian Tires that have a grocery section.
I've never been in a Canadian Tire with a grocery section. Okay.
Yeah, I honestly haven't. But anyway, you can still order everything you need from Canadian Tire online, and then they'll just bring it to your car.
You can. People aren't mad that they understand they can still get the stuff from Canadian Tire.
They just don't know why
these other places that kind of have are like less useless.
Like, Lowe's let's take and the Home store. Depot, or they're the same
thing.
Kind
curbside.
Of thing. Curbside.
But dollar store... There's nothing you need in a dollar store that you also wouldn't get in Canadian Tire. You know what I mean? So that's all they're saying. Like, what in a dollar store, besides a spatula that's going to break on the second time
you use it,
is more that you cannot get in a Canadian Tire?
Well, there's food items. You could do your whole grocery shopping at the dollar store if you wanted.
Just no fresh, nothing fresh, and cold.
And some people can, that's all they can afford.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So that's why they're still open.
All right. I don't know. This isn't my complaint. Like anything I want from Canadian Tire, I'll just order it and pick it up. Like, we're going to get our little guy a trampoline. Uh-huh. So I'm just going to order it online and go pick it up.
The complaint is Canadian company losing money while the American company continues.
How are they losing money?
Well, they're not getting as... Let's be honest. They're not getting as much business at curbside
pickup
as they would.
They won't get as much business
curbside
as they would if they're open.
Well, the people aren't supposed to be going in anyway unless they need something.
Yes, but when you're going in there to get something you need, you might scoop something else up while you're there.
Well, the same thing can be said if you just look online, you might see some other things you might not have found because they advertise their specials all over there.
Sure.
What's on sale?
Yeah.
People just have to shift their thinking.
Yes.
That's all.
But it was just one of the things where it was like defending Canadian companies versus American massive stores. Because Walmart, you can get your groceries at a grocery store. Why do you got to go to Walmart for?
Yeah, I agree.
So
people were upset as well.
Walmart
saying
is the last place I would go.
To get groceries?
Anytime. Yeah.
Nah, it's
not, you know what? It's not even cheap.
No, just like regular.
Yeah.
With less selection.
Like you can get a pair of jeans for $10.
Sure.
Which is good or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? But grocery is not is any cheaper.
A little bit. I don't know.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I'm not a comparison shopper. I'll be honest with you. I've never looked at the price on a piece of grocery thing ever.
What? Oh, no?
Never.
Really?
Never. My brain isn't wired.
You just grab things off and don't care
what
the price
want,
is?
I go and I buy and I fill up my cart and I leave.
Well, that's very.
Yeah, there's been times in my life where I've been tight of dollar, like, you know, not financially able to just like, I want to buy everything. But I mean, then I just buy the basics. But I've never been like, oh, if you asked me the price, like, I would suck on any game show where they said, what
supermarket
is the cost
sweep,
of this?
You'd be done?
No idea.
Yeah.
Clueless. My wife was talking about cheese the other day. I was like,
cheese is expensive.
Cheese is $8?
Yeah,
for a block of cheese? Wow. What? But yeah, I had no idea. Zero.
That's crazy.
45-year-old man, no idea.
That's
don't care.
Kind of crazy.
Don't care. I assume if other people are shopping there, it can't be that bad. Like,
so if you saw like
what?
Ground beef, okay?
No idea.
There's lean. There's regular.
$7? Is that regular how much a thing a ground beef costs?
$7. For what? The little guy? Yeah.
Like the little pack of ground
but
beef.
But there's extra different prices for different cuts of beef.
Like
there's
no
lean, extra lean, and regular. Like you wouldn't look at the extra and be like, oh, wow, that one's a lot more expensive. You wouldn't even notice.
Just in the cart. Yeah. That's why I live off protein bars and water, because I don't need to worry about it. What?
That's amazing. I guess I'm just used. I have to look at the price.
Okay.
Like I have to, or else I won't be able to buy it.
Oh, I see.
Is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, I feel for you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Well, how is that impressive?
It's just so willy nilly to me. I don't know.
I've never had a grocery shop over $150, so it's not like I'm going bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, you have.
Well, like Costco, if it's like the big bulk shop, like. Before this, before everything was shut down, we did a couple of big shops. And yes, but generally, when I could go to the grocery store every 4 or 5 days, why? It's a time killer, man. Honestly, it's a time. What else you doing with your day? And go spend 20, 40 minutes in the grocery store? What are you guys looking at? I don't know. I'm like some alien.
Yeah, it's just something I've never heard anyone. It's the first time in my life that I've heard someone say that. That's all.
Say what?
It's new to me. That you've never looked at a grocery item price in your life.
If I notice it's on sale, I'll grab two. If it's a big bright sticker or something, I'll grab two of them. That's as far as I go. But I couldn't tell you what the sale price is or what the original price is.
Wow. I don't like to pay
over a dollar for a can of beans. I'll wait till
you have a dollar line on beans. That's your jam.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if a can of beans cost $7 or cost $1.
I would never buy a can of beans that was $7.
I get it. Yeah, I
would never go back to the store that had can of beans for $7.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys know all this, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know everything, but I feel like I'd.
And in no way, I'm not like wealthy. I'm not a rich person.
Sounds
I'm not
like you won the lottery. Over
no,
there.
I'm not. I just don't like, I buy what I need and I get out. I'm going to buy it anyways. So I'm going to drive to another grocery store to see if the price is cheaper.
No, I just wouldn't get it. That's insane. Yeah.
So you're going to deprive yourself of something for a dollar difference at the end of the day, maybe $10 at the end of your grocery shop? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. It's a waste of time. It's like people that line up for gas. I'm like, I'm not going
to
spend an hour of my day
$1.50
to save $4. Like, I'm just not going to do it. I don't care. You know?
I feel
like. Are my kids going to inherit nothing? Probably, but I mean, whatever.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Kenneth Copeland is a pastor from Texas, I believe.
A televangelist.
Yeah, sorry, televangelist. Yeah, better.
AKA idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry if you like him or anything.
If you do, you're stupid. No reasonable human being. No. I'm not apologizing if you like this guy because you really shouldn't be allowed to continue to hang out with the rest of the human race.
No, you should be put away.
Anyways, he does, you know, one of those over-the-top, ridiculous television shows. But, you know, he can heal people through touch and all
people
this
send him money.
Garbage, yeah. And he did a little bit on coronavirus.
Yeah.
And we're all good now, guys. So
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Just listen to this and everything's okay.
Win!
Win!
Sorry, just that's okay. That's wind.
Wind.
Yeah, yeah. He wants not just like go team. All right, there you go.
Win!
Win!
Almighty!
Almighty!
Strong!
Strong!
South wind!
South wind!
To also clarify, he's doing this in his empty church or whatever, building.
Yeah, yeah.
Community center, wherever he does it. Because no, the crowds aren't allowed to gather.
Right.
But he's still got his like five or six lackeys that kind of float around and just repeat everything he says.
His disciples.
Now, normally when there's a crowd, you don't really hear them because the crowd's saying the same stuff back to him.
Very loudly.
But now you just have these creepy five sort of unenthusiastic dudes around him. Yeah.
Heat.
Burn this thing.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Satan,
Jesus.
Satan, you bow your knees.
He slurs a bit. It's Satan, not Sega. Because I thought he was talking about the game company for a second. But he is referring to Satan.
You fall on your face.
He laughs. He laughs at the idea. I think he's laughing at the idea of Satan falling on his face.
Yeah.
Or he's laughing at what he's saying because he realizes how ridiculous it is.
It might be that.
I hope
bow
so.
Your knee.
You fall on your face.
COVID-19.
Dramatic pause.
Now, to be clear, because you can't see him, unless you go to the Shay Facebook page.
Yeah, we did post the video and people are responding very well to it.
He blows at the camera like a
raspberry almost.
Yeah.
And then they try to copy.
Yeah.
Because as you know, at the beginning,
right.
He said,
Win!
Yeah. Yeah. So he finishes, right? Doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I blow!
Pardon? Oh.
The wind of God. On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
Thank God.
Literally.
And you'll never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Where was this guy 3 weeks ago?
I know. Could have been.
You know?
Even like January when it started in China and stuff. Just call up good old Kenneth Copeland and we're all right. You just got a raspberry the camera.
You know how excited the one guy is? He's going for his own show next. Listen to the one guy.
And you'll never be back.
And you'll never be back.
Right, thank you, our God.
Thank you, our God.
We're
let
all good.
It happen.
Let it happen.
Cause it to happen.
Wow.
Woo. Right, here I was worried about the economy and some people dying.
Just need Ken. That's it.
The mental health of everybody.
To blow it away.
Blow it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Win!
The
camera guy's like, oh, dude, you just spit all over me, man. Imagine he had COVID and he spit it on his cameraman. No.
Spitting everybody. Terrible.
All right. We're good, everyone.
Yeah.
Back to work. Let's go.
Yeah. Time now for Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto, what?
We're going to ask you five trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to get them all right. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each question is the one that counts, and we don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. Okay? The spot in our secret sack. So.
We have Mike on the phone.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Are you ready?
Sure.
We wish you the best of luck.
All right, Mike, your time will begin after I read the first question. What U.S. state was the setting for the movie Twister?
Oklahoma.
What is the most widely spoken language in Brazil?
Pass.
What is the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
What is the name of Shrek's wife?
Fiona.
What musical term indicates a chord where the notes are played one after another rather than all together?
Pass. Portuguese on the language.
Okay. What is the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet? You are out of time, friend.
All right.
We're sorry, Mike, but thanks.
No worries.
We'll go over Mike's answers.
Yeah.
What music term indicates a chord where the notes are played one after another rather than all together? Arpeggio. He was right. The name of Shrek's wife is Fiona.
Yep.
The fifth letter of the Greek alphabet is Epsilon.
Epsilon.
Yes.
Epsilon.
Everybody knows that, Chris.
Come on.
The most widely spoken language in Brazil is indeed Portuguese.
It is. Yeah.
And the U.S. state that was the setting for the movie Twister was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Which makes sense, because it is Tornado Alley.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it all makes sense. I don't know why, though. I always thought Twister was in Kansas.
Me too.
Carry on my wayward son.
Is that because of the Wizard of Oz, or...
That's it. Look at you, smart fella.
I was just thinking.
Hoodie bros. We know.
Yeah, you guys are the hoodie bros. Yeah. No one knows.
We're wearing the same color hoodie today again.
Yeah.
Or a very similar color hoodie.
You wear it Mondays. I've realized that.
Do I?
It's one of your Monday.
I had no idea. I had days of the week where I wore this color hoodie.
Because I have two other bummier hoodies that I wear on the weekends. And then when they get gross, I wear this one on Monday while the other ones get washed by the magic laundry fairy that I live with. And,
I was going to wear my black hoodie today.
Yeah, you should have.
But I had left it in my bedroom, and my wife was still sleeping, so I saw this one, and I thought, I'll put this one on. So
yeah, and now we're
can't go a day without a hoodie.
The wine-colored hoodie bros.
Yeah, hoodie bros.
Nobody knows but the hoodie bros.
Yeah, nobody. Would you say this is wine?
Yeah, kind of.
Are they exactly the same, James?
They're not exactly the same.
I thought it was red when I bought it, but it's not really red. It's more of a maroon.
Yours is more of a maroon.
You're a maroon.
Have you seen the video of the ship captain who was relieved of his duties in the U.S. for trying to keep his crew safe? The story is that he didn't think his superior would pay attention. Well, that's the story I read.
Yeah, no, that is the story. They just, I don't think they've officially tied the leak to him, but.
Well, the story I read says that his commander said he wouldn't have told anybody.
Yeah.
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 So he went, he sent out like an email to 20 or 30 people outlining that his ship had coronavirus on it and he wanted to keep his crew safe. And then he got relieved of his duties.
There's a few. His name's Captain Brett Crozier. Do you have the video of him? This is the video of him getting walked off the ship. Not while he walked himself off the ship, but, you know, resigning his duty.
Yeah.
And his sailors are cheering him because. He's a good captain because he put them ahead of his own career.
Well, the story I'm reading said that he sent out the email because he believed his immediate supervisor would not have allowed the letter to be sent. That's Captain Brett Crozier. And his immediate supervisor, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Maudley, he said that Crozier's instincts were correct. He was right. I wouldn't.
Yep.
So... They were not pleased with the non-proper way of handling it.
No.
And they relieved him of his duty.
Now, some Navy uppers apparently didn't want to relieve him of his duty, just suspend him or whatever. Mm. Like, you know, hey, that's not how you do it. You go through the right channels, even if you're not getting what you want. But there's been some pressure from Big T there up on the hill.
DT.
The Big T to rid him because it broke and because the story, this was early and they were denying that
even though
coronavirus
was
a problem.
Even though he was like trying to save the lives of people on his ship.
Yeah. So it says acting secretary reportedly fired him immediately against Colling's advice. He's been told the president of the United States wanted him gone. And General Mark Milley, the chairman of Joint Chiefs, reportedly backed the military probe. And him saying that no, he shouldn't be, but whatever, it's what happened. So he's fired. A guy who wanted his ship docked and his sailors taken care of.
Yeah,
because there was a coronavirus outbreak on his ship.
He got fired.
He got fired for doing that.
Well, you got to go through the right channels, I guess.
The channels weren't listening though. They were telling him no.
No, I know.
He didn't just write this random email and send it to 30 people.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he ran into a few roadblocks along the way. But anyways. the spirit of his the sailor. I mean, what a
oh, it's awesome.
When you see stuff like this.
To me, that demonstrated extremely poor judgment.
No,
that was the
not the cheering.
No, the cheering.
All the sailors.
And now
are
he has it.
Yeah, and now he's got it.
He has it. So he that was the whole end game to this is that now he is battling along with I think over 100 of his sailors.
Yeah.
So, anyways, hopefully they're all good and
on every level over the next little while, our friends to the south are effed. You know what I mean? They are screwed for a bit.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's bad down there.
Because they're being led by a complete moron. Like, honestly.
It's true.
We don't tie, like, I don't like to throw American politics around a whole lot here, but, like, he's an idiot. He's just a flat-out
idiot.
Stupid idiot.
He's made some, he's lost his mind.
People here in Canada will argue a lot about politics, whichever side, you know what I mean? Sure. Like, this guy's doing this. But quite, I mean, and they'll call them idiots because they're mad at them. But you don't actually believe. You just don't believe the same thing he believes. You know what I mean? You might have different beliefs, but, like, maybe respect him for being a human. I have zero respect for that man as a human.
But what is
zero.
It?
Zero. He is garbage. He's absolute human waste.
I'm not about to disagree with that.
Yeah.
What is it with American pride that it's everywhere, though? Like, even doctors. I'm reading articles, doctors finally coming around saying, oh, you know what, I guess this is pretty serious. Like, what is happening? Like, is it something with the American ego that forces them to not believe that anything could possibly be wrong with them, whether it's idealistically or physically? Like, what is it?
I don't know. They're the best.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
A little pre-question if you guys want.
Sure.
You guys hear about the tiger that caught COVID?
I did.
Yeah, the Bronx Zoo, is that where it was? Or Brooklyn Zoo?
Brooklyn Zoo, I think.
Brooklyn Zoo, something
Bronx,
like that.
Yeah.
Bronx?
Whatever. Tiger, COVID-19.
Yeah. The first tiger in the world. My question, why are they testing tigers? Well, they don't have enough tests for humans.
If he had a cough.
That is a good question.
Why are they testing the tiger?
He had a cough.
He did have a cough, yeah.
Yeah, but they're wasting tests on tigers.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Is that your tiger cough?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, I don't know that tiger at all.
Yeah.
I don't know any tigers.
You don't know any tigers?
But I'm going to guess that tiger,
yeah.
I would like it better than a lot of humans I know.
That is true.
So.
That is true.
You know, if the tiger's got a cough, you got to give it a test. Yeah. I'm not mad.
Is that what Kenny had?
Kenny the tiger?
No, Kenny had a, he was born that way. Kenny the tiger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cleft palate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And other issues.
Other issues. Yeah.
If you have a chance today.
Kenny has passed.
Kenny, we lost Kenny?
Yeah.
Kenny the tiger's
he died
dead?
Years ago.
Yeah.
If you are anywhere near Google, search Kenny the tiger.
He's adorable.
He is.
It will brighten your day.
It will.
That's a Biggs and Barr Show guarantee.
Yep. Mm. If you cannot look at a picture of Kenny the tiger and not be happy.
Yeah.
He is the best.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Have fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Which celebrities do you think has lost their mind the most so far? I don't know about any particular one.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
The one that's irritate.
Yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah, Trump, yeah. The ones that irritate me are the ones that keep coming on telling everybody, we're all in this together.
Oh, okay.
Are you in your $10 million home surrounded by food and staff and entire water parks in your backyard to entertain your children and tennis courts and basketball courts?
Right.
And
just stay home. It's not that hard.
Yeah, just stay home. Oh, thanks. Oh. Thanks, Will Smith, who lives on literally...
An amusement park.
thanks for that, buddy. Thanks.
What's the one thing you miss the most since everything is closed down?
I don't know. Misses restaurants. He's brought it up a couple times. He won't admit it, but he does.
I don't mind going out to a restaurant every once in a while.
You like going out to eat.
Yeah. I do.
Tell ya.
I miss school.
I miss
my kid being in school.
I miss driving and being told, can we go to that HomeSense?
Oh, you do miss that.
Oh, I miss it so much. Well, there's one. Can we have been to that one? Can we go to that one? We've been to it.
Oh, you're
no, it's new.
Your wife is like with Home Senses, like my mom was with Kmart. Yeah, so yeah. We would drive to Florida.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Oh, let's go to that Kmart. Yeah. Mom, it's the same. Know. Same one.
No, they all have different things.
Oh. At least with the Home Sense, it might.
It yeah, might.
Yeah.
Kmart never did.
No, always the same
Velcro
stuff.
Velcro shoes.
Yeah, that's it.
Everything.
This isn't a question, but it's good information. My wife just applied for the COVID cash from the feds. She did it online. Took about 7 minutes. Done and done.
Nice.
So...
Well, that's good.
It's nice to get something from somebody that's not complaining about the government, so that's good. Oh, tight on questions today. That's not a question. A lot of statements.
Yeah.
A lot of statements. We need questions, please.
What mythical creature do you wish actually existed?
Oh.
Mythical creature.
Dragons.
Dragon?
Well, no, because would they just eat us all? Like, they just burn us and eat us?
Expensive to feed.
God.
Yeah. You wish God existed?
Because then he could solve all the problems.
Yeah, well, sure. Would he, though? Like,
I don't know.
What if he was just a jerk?
Theoretically, I guess he would.
What if he does exist and he's just bored of us and
we're
he's moved
tested.
On to, like,
we're
the next planet?
Tested.
No, we're not. No one's being
tested. Yes. No. We're like Job. We're being tested.
I don't even know who Joe is.
Hold on. Job.
Oh. Who puts a B at the end of Joe? That's dumb.
Job.
Yeah.
Stands for Bible.
It doesn't stand
He's
for
Joe B.
Bible.
He was really Joe B. Like Joe Bible. Stop said, let's just call him
you
Joe.
You mean like Joe Exotic? Yeah. Is that who you think one of the prophets was? Was Joe Bible?
Joe Bible.
So they just called him Job. Joe B. So they called him Job, and then he was tested, and he kept passing the tests.
So did he have a dyed blonde mullet as well?
I don't know.
They keep tigers?
Hey, you're writing.
Probably.
You're writing about Joe a lot in your book. People are going to know he's going to want some money. I'll just throw a B on the end. Call him Job.
Yeah.
He'll know.
Job.
Joe Bible.
Joe
Bible.
That's who Job is.
That makes me so happy.
There you go.
All right.
You ever had a peanut butter and cheese sandwich? Yeah, actually, peanut butter, processed cheese slice, and some mayonnaise. Quite delicious.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
All right. I'm out of peanut butter.
Are you?
Yeah, I got to go get some peanut butter.
Well, you better go wait in a
six-foot-apart line. Will you make a list until the list gets long enough?
Yeah,
then we go. I'm not just going to go pick up peanut butter itself. But what color should I paint my kitchen?
I've noticed on all these...
The grays are real popular.
Yeah, Skype calls of either gray or beige, pretty much everyone's house is.
Yeah.
So...
Unless
go like a real bright green that makes your skin look sick when you sit in the kitchen. Like the brightest green. In fact, don't even think about a color when you eventually can go back to the hardware store and they have those paint returns because they mix the color wrong. Just pick one of those.
Just randomly grab one.
Don't even look at it.
Grab two different ones and paint them together and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't call Joe Bible.
No.
He's not.
No.
He's being tested.
He's busy with the tigers.
He's tested with the tigers. He gave the tiger at the Bronx Zoo.
That's right.
COVID.
Man,
crazy how it's all tied together.
Yeah.
That's it for another edition of
It's an Answer Question.
Bar Show.
We've noticed, and we're not the only, it's all over the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Human behavior, you know, we're asking for Ottawa's best humans because we know there's a lot of good people out there who did a lot of good things, and you can nominate them on our Dougie line or on the website.
613-216-3409 or 1061shea.ca.
Also, though, the other side of it, as with everything, right, there's people that behave ridiculously horrendous.
Yeah.
And the chucking of your personal protection gear, like gloves and masks, just in parking lots.
Disgusting.
Sorry, Jason, his mic is speaking to us in Morse code all of a sudden. It sounds like you're like on a mission. Oh, you're fine now, are you?
Well, I just adjusted the little cord in the back. Maybe it had popped loose.
Sounds like you're like the static when you go to touch a light switch.
That's what I strive to be.
Or like Apollo 13 mission where you're like, we're on the dark side of the moon.
Oh,
and we're
I'm
going to wait 2 minutes for
you
to come
back.
What
we were trying to say is don't throw your garbage on the ground.
Like, right, I mean, that's so much worse than just regular garbage. Like, regular garbage in the ground makes you, I question your judgment as a human. But then the stuff that you've been wearing to protect yourself, like, ew, here's my germy gloves and my germy mask, and just leaving it in parking lots.
Yeah. Why don't you just hand someone a Kleenex full of snot?
Yeah, exactly.
On one of the
Not even a Kleenex. Just blow your nose in their hand.
Yeah, ew.
Like, you're gross.
Ew. Good God.
Yeah.
Put it in a garbage can or take it with you.
Yeah. You're not using it properly. I guarantee most of you aren't using them properly anyways.
No. Especially the gloves, because the gloves touch everything.
Yeah. Like,
people should know how to take them off, because I have learned one of the first things you learn when you become some type of first responder or someone who has to use gloves is to take them off so that you don't touch the outside of them and then tie them up.
Yeah.
And it's easy.
Yes.
And they don't contaminate anything.
No. Not just
I didn't need to be taught that. I just could have learned it myself because I'm not a moron.
I love people. I see it almost daily who are driving with gloves in their own car after they went. Like, the point is not to bring the germs into your space. It's like, so leave the gloves.
Amazing.
Like you said, inside out, tie them up, put them in a little bag in your car or whatever, and then get rid of them properly.
You pull the glove off with one, leave it in your, say you start with your right hand, leave it in your fingers.
Yeah.
Then deposit it into your left hand where you would grab it and take your clean right hand, pull the other one inside out and tie a knot.
And then they're both there.
Then you're fine.
Yeah. And then get rid of them properly, not just pitch them in a parking lot.
For some.
That's not my problem.
Some parking lot attendant to come pick up when they gather your carts that are scattered everywhere.
And after you're in a public place, like a grocery store or wherever you have to be, take them off before you get back into your car and touch everything in your car. Because that's why you wore them, was to keep it outside. Yeah. So driving with them in your car, a little confusing.
Humans,
but, yeah, they're amazing. But then we have phenomenal people doing phenomenal things, too. So we're probably somewhere in the middle, us three, eh?
I'd say.
Yeah, we're not superheroes, but we're not total pieces of garbage, right? You know? Some days.
Not totally.
Day to day.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Wishing you a good day. We're out. You know, keep trying to stay busy in your space. I know it's a lot of people doing like home projects and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, it's tough to get supplies through that too, so it's a little like confusing.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can still order them, get them delivered, curbside pickup.
Gotta wait a few days though. They're backlogged, so it's gonna take a couple days to get your stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not. I'm just saying, it's not like it's a major problem.
They let you know, though. Like, they'll give you a call or an email that day. And then it's not like you have to go and sit and camp out for 2 days.
No, you can do, like, we needed dog food for the big guy. Yeah, yeah. So we got ordered from the PetSmart there, and it's ready. So we just, while we pull up, you pop your trunk. I've already paid for it via the credit card.
And to be honest, it's not really the worst way to do stuff. Like, I kind of like it.
Yeah. But you hate people. So that's kind of, you don't hate people. You prefer not to be able to be around.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Like,
you're not an angry person.
No, I don't. I don't go around hating people.
No, you don't. No.
No, I just like being, it's like having space, man.
Yeah.
Just being alone.
This is like you're in heaven. Like, this is Jason's world.
To be honest, it's not a bad time for me.
Jason's world.
It's a little frustrating not to, you know, if I don't feel like cooking, go out to a restaurant or be able to run to, you know, the Princess Auto or whatever and get the stuff I need immediately.
Yes.
But I can still get it.
Yeah. I think this would be if you could have a hardware store, restaurants, have everyone working so no one's stressed, like I have all the money still flowing. But we had to keep these personal space rules.
Well, I mean, I've generally kept these personal space rules for my entire life, so I try not to get close.
You hug a lot, though. For a guy who doesn't like...
Just you, because it makes you uncomfortable.
I was going to say, I've only seen him hug you.
I will hug people for uncomfortability. Any other hugs to me are just uncomfortable to
me. Okay.
And I don't like being uncomfortable. But I love making other people uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. Well, enjoy your day. Stay safe. If you can't, well, you can. So stay safe. Yeah. And,
wash your hands. Don't litter.
We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
The Biggs and Barr Show.